B-Pod Studios.
After being confronted yesterday by an employee who suspected him of shoplifting at an adult novelty store, 22-year-old Shane Gregory removed a stolen pocket vagina out of his pants. I took a look at this gentleman's mugshot. Dimwit. He is kind enough to join us on the broadcast this afternoon from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Shane Gregory joins us. What's going on there, Dimwit? You've got to be one of the most embarrassed human beings in the United States right now. Your mugshot, your slack-jawed, large forehead, unibrowed, blank-eyed face is all over the country. I'm talking to you. When we have conversation, we talk back and forth.
I apologize, sir. I've never been on a radio before.
Well, you are now. Take us back to the sex shop, Priscilla McCall's sex shop in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Is that where you call home, by the way, Spartanburg?
Yes, sir.
Born and raised in Spartanburg.
I'm real sorry about everything that's going on. I'm real embarrassed and I done wrong. I was raised better than that. I was raised so different between right and wrong, and stealing is wrong, and it's all just because I'm 22 years old. And I'm not real comfortable around ladies.
So, wait, hold on a second. Now, hold on a second, Shane, Dimwit.
You were in
this sex shop. You were in this sex shop, and I believe it was a lady showing you some of the items that you could purchase. You certainly weren't nervous having a young lady in the sex shop showing you these things.
Nervous as hell.
They said as you were leaving the store, you looked a little shifty. She didn't trust you and asked you to empty your pockets. And you pulled out a condom. What are you doing with a condom in your pocket?
Can I just explain a little bit about myself?
What'd you do? Graduate the sixth grade?
Yeah, I did. I also graduated other grades as well.
Like such as?
I believe I went on all the way to 13th grade.
13th grade. 13th grade. All right, tell me a little bit about yourself there, Shane. I know you're 22, graduated the 13th grade.
I don't have a lot of experience with women.
Uh-huh.
And my Uncle Dave and my Aunt Betty, they're the ones that thank God bailed me out, because my daddy won't talk to me, and I'm staying with them out at their fucking mill out by the racetrack. They raise schnauzers.
They raise schnauzers?
They raise it's puppy mill, and they raise both regular and miniature, and then they come up with something they call the XL schnauzer nobody else knows about yet.
Okay.
Not supposed to tell nobody about
right.
that.
And are you supposed to go out talk about being at a puppy mill?
I don't have a lot of experience with ladies, and I got on the internet looking for a girlfriend, and I've never been with a lady before. But I did manage, but I got myself a girlfriend on the internet, but she's currently incarcerated. And she's supposed to get out in about 6 months. I've been courting her proper. And
how do you court her if she's in prison and you've never met her?
Well, it's because every week or 2 weeks at the most, she needs a new canteen, and I buy her one.
So you're sending a girl who's in prison that you met on a prison dating site. You send her money.
I give her the money. It goes into a very special account, and then she can have access to that money so she can buy a new canteen.
No, canteen is the place where they have I'm not explaining it to a half-wit like you. Let's go into the what? You got a stuttering problem.
The whole thing that led up to this is I was talking to my Uncle Dave, and he's the only one I can really talk to.
Your
and
uncle.
I said, what am I going to do when she gets out in 6 months? I don't know the first damn thing about a woman. And he said, well, you got to find out what they like. But then I said to my Uncle Dave, I said, but I know that there's things that have to happen physically. between a man and a woman, I don't know what that is. And he said, "Well, you don't want to embarrass yourself, then you definitely don't want to let her know that you don't know about that, so she can't know that you don't know."
Is that why you went to the sex shop?
I said, I can't be unfaithful.
All right, whatever. You have never met this person. You've never been with a woman. Unfaithful, courting her properly, sending money to her canteen. You're pissing me off now, simpleton.
Well, he said, I'm unfaithful about it. He said, all you got to do is go over there to my car, get yourself a pocket.
Right. Now wait a minute. I'll stop now, just for a second.
It's not a real lady part.
I gather that. But did you or did you not apply to work at this place?
I thought, maybe instead of just going over there, because maybe if I work there, I'd learn all kinds of tricks.
Do you have a job now?
I help my Uncle Dave. It's called animal husbandry, and I milk the dog.
They're at the puppy mill, the Schnauzer puppy mill.
Yeah. Yep, nice job.
You milk the dogs.
Only the boy dog.
I guess aren't they supposed to have a vet that milks the dogs? Huh?
No, sir.
No, sir. Stop stuttering.
My Uncle Dave and Aunt Betty have been doing it for years. They real expert at it.
Milking schnauzers.
I never did mean to do no wrong.
You were trying to steal.
But no, when I talk to Miss Mary Jane, I'm very nervous.
Yeah.
And she made me feel funny, and then she thought that maybe I was trying to put one over on her and make her talk dirty, and I wasn't. I just needed this, and I was so embarrassed after talking to her. I couldn't face her up at the counter. I just wanted to get out of there, but I still had to have my pocket.
The pocket lady. Look, we looked up the brand that you stole. The thing's only like $9. It's not like it was some kind of really expensive item.
I never meant to steal it. I just embarrassed. they called the law on me.
Yes, I know, and they arrested you, and you were in jail for 6 hours till your uncle, the Schnauzer milker.
I'm the only one allowed to mess them.
What does the?
That's my job.
Right. I don't
That's
have.
My job.
All right, it's your job. It's your job. Were you beaten up on a school bus a lot?
I never rode a school bus. I walk.
You walk to school?
I walk to school house.
Look, I'm running out of time with you, and I'm not getting anywhere. Let me ask you this, and I appreciate you coming on the show and all that. Is there any, because we got a lot of people listening, is there any words of wisdom that you, 22-year-old Shane Gregory, any words of wisdom you can pass along? Have you learned anything from this arrest experience shoplifting a pocket vagina?
Well, you shouldn't. My Aunt Betty told me that you shouldn't order take things that don't belong to you.
Didn't you know that before you went in there?
I did.
But you did it anyway.
I got old funny feeling, and I just wanted to leave.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Okay.
Thursday edition.
Court is in session.
Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. My name is Stan. My friend Mark Haney is here, and don't get all upset. Don't all lose your mind. I'm told that Dave is here for just this break, and then he's leaving. He's got to do stuff for Haney, and Haney doesn't even know it. You want to explain yourself before I do?
Well, what's going on?
I'll give you.
As far as
there's.
As far as I know, everything's fine.
I have nothing to explain, Stan.
So there's nothing going on.
No, everything's fine.
Cool.
Everything's.
It's just a regular Thursday. Everything's
that's
awesome.
That's right. Everything's been.
So there's nothing I need to know about.
Nipped in the bud, I guess
nipped
you could say.
Nipped in the bud.
Or
what was nipped?
I didn't know there was anything to nip.
Stan, go on ahead.
What?
No, because you're the one that brought it to my attention.
And you brought it to everybody's attention.
Dave, as far as I know, nothing at all has happened. You want to clue me in?
Yeah,
what the hell's he talking about?
Yeah, you want to talk about it?
I know nothing, okay?
All right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
A few weeks back.
Here. I'm going to give you this.
Okay, a few weeks back, a fine young lady called the show. Sent an email. Is that if I'm not mistaken?
First it was an email,
yes.
And then it was
a phone
live
call.
For broadcast
phone call,
telephone call,
and sounded like a fine young lady. And
careful with your words.
Yeah,
too.
I've got to
be. Yes, you have to be now because
I have to be.
A lot of things.
Yeah, very fast. Things manifest very quickly. Especially in my life.
This is a whole different story right now than what I've
No, been no, 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 no. So Rob handed
well,
me...
Well, if that's the
so
case,
listen,
then we'll have to go to you when he's done.
Listen, real
for
quick.
For the truth.
Okay, whatever. Rob handed me a phone number for the woman.
Stop right there. You asked for the phone. Rob wouldn't just go and hand you a phone number.
That's
you
right.
Asked
okay, I'm sorry.
For the phone
so
number.
So I looked at it for 4 days. And I said, this can't be real. This can't be real.
You know, falling right out of the sky like that.
Yeah. You know, come on. Right into my lap. So it took me a few days. And I finally texted and said, are you real?
What are you
basically.
Talking about? She was on the show.
Well, that doesn't mean that you haven't set something up. In my mind, I thought it was all a joke.
He thinks you're behind everything that happens to
I'm
him.
I'm not behind.
He truly believes it.
I wouldn't make the mental lapse moves that he has
no,
made
Stan,
over the last 4 years.
So,
Stan,
so,
he could be at the Circle K right down the street from his house in Cape Coral, and somebody comes up to him and goes, hey, Waterman. Now, he'll have to pause for a second and think, this may be somebody Stan just sent here to set me up.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Everything I think happens is, he's, you know, because he's, like he says, he's got eyes everywhere. Ears are everywhere. So I'm always on, you know,
so when a girl falls out of the sky, you think it's Stan.
Well, of course. How can this possibly happen to me? Right?
Yeah.
You're taking the long road.
You know
this
what?
Like
just
the,
give
this
just
is like
because
Little Red Riding Hood
I
so you did it go from texting to where you saw her?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Yep,
everything's fine. Yeah, let's move on with the show.
Thank you. Took her out to see Rob's show at the Chuckle Hut gig last Saturday. Mm-hmm. Had a fun time.
Yeah.
Even he's shaking his head.
Uncle
Matt shaking his head.
Because there's eyes everywhere. There's eyes everywhere.
No.
Because
you're doing a long dance.
Yeah,
this goes back
rap.
To what we were talking about Monday, where Mangus invited you to the show, but you didn't have any money, right?
So you barged in without paying.
This is the same night.
Well, so I call.
Right?
So I call, you know, a person that has money. and four
no
wheels.
That's no way to talk to somebody like
I
that
am,
that's fell
okay,
off all of this guy.
You know what? Just talk about it, Stan, because I am so
digging
flustered.
Digging a hole. Digging
Deep.
A big hole.
I am Deep. So flustered right now. I really am, Stan. Just say it. Just say it, because you're itching to.
What is it, Dave? I thought you went out and had a nice time.
Yeah.
I did, and that's how I want to leave it, just like that. I've had a great time. A lot of fun.
I thought you were going to look into that roommate for me.
You smell awful nice today, Dave.
What is going on?
Because
you had a nice time. What's the issue?
I know.
I'm not allowed to talk.
Okay. So,
I don't get this.
Listen, real quick.
He's doing something they call ring around the rosy.
Okay, you know what? I'll lay it out. So I come into work today, and of course, you know, you guys know I'm banned from social media, so I don't know anything.
Well, you're under investigation.
Yes, I am. I come in today, and I find out that I'm in a relationship.
What? What?
Yeah.
With who?
Yeah, with who? With who?
I'm not going to use her name, but...
The girl that you...
The radio girl.
The girl that called in. Yes, I'm in a relationship.
Now, have you spoken to her since Saturday?
Nope.
Yes.
Not until today.
I think if you look at your contract, Dave, any sort of electronic communication between the listeners means that you're married now.
Yeah.
Not
until today.
What's going on, Dave?
Can I tell you?
Please, Stan. I am so... Go for it.
Can I tell you what's going on?
It's real simple. It's very simple, man.
It's called...
Dave, is this going to screw the deal with the Croatian?
Yes. Yes, it is.
No, man. You're fine.
I'm going to tell you what's going on. Can I tell him what's going on?
Please do.
Gonna have to wait till next break.
Oh my god!
Yeah, we'll have 96
K Rock. If you or someone you know suffers from an addiction to bad radio, please go to StanandHaney.com for help. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. It is the Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show, which means. Oh, in about an hour or so, we'll give you a chance to win. In fact, our last qualifier for the Rolling Stones tickets later on today, our question of the week. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were only being here for one break.
Oh, okay, cool.
No. Hold on, because I still...
No, that's cool. No,
hold on, because I walked into this whirlwind, and I'm still not sure what it's exactly about. Stan, you said that, Dave, I think you tried to explain that you had a nice time with a girl and now she thinks she's in a relationship.
She posted on her Facebook that she's
Facebook.
In a relationship.
Yep.
Okay, that's all. And I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm not saying any more.
I just want to know one thing. Was this ever discussed?
That's what I want to know.
No.
According to him, he was caught completely blindsided.
I did not know.
So you had a nice time, and the next thing you know, she's in a relationship.
Okay, so there's screenshots of this stuff now.
Oh, yeah. Would you like a printed copy?
There's printed copies?
Now.
Oh, my gosh. Now, are these...
Do we want to know the truth?
Just whatever.
Well, you seem... I've heard Dave's story, and you seem to have additional information.
Yes.
So.
Well, see how calm I am right now, Dave? Cool your jets.
I don't even know.
The problem here is... And I can imagine it's this way with his girlfriend.
I didn't know he had a girlfriend.
Yeah, check Facebook.
I don't pay that much attention to
it. I know you don't. Dave doesn't even have a Facebook page.
No, he's under investigation.
But his friends are telling... Because as of last night, it was like 30 congratulations to her. Now, wait a second.
Oh, I didn't hear that
No,
part.
You didn't. You didn't hear a few other things
I
either.
Didn't know it either until today.
Let me explain to you the truth. The problem here, and I know as a lot of our audience may be thinking, well, what's the big deal?
Yeah, what is the big deal?
The big deal is the misinformation that Dave gives out. I don't want you to say a word. I gave you a whole break. Now you're going to hear the truth. Is the misinformation he gives out. Because he tells people, and Lord knows what he told his girlfriend. And people take the wrong idea. So you talk to five people in this building alone, there is different perceptions on what his status is with this young lady. Case in point, up until today, he has told me, didn't even tell you, that he, I want you to zip it. This is the truth.
Well, you should have told me, Dave. Yes. I don't know what this is.
Yep. Up until today, he has told me, because I said to him, I said, what's going on here? What's a? That he took her out one time, said it on the air. Well, want to get to know her. It was a nice place around.
Yeah, I didn't hear any negatives.
No negatives, except that he jumped the turnstile and still owes Rob $10. But that's neither here nor there.
But is everything I've heard from him is they had a nice time and everything was great.
Absolutely. It's what a first date should be. No expectations. Get to know each other a little bit. Although you didn't know about it.
What is it I don't know about? Because that's all I know is that they had a nice time.
Yeah. After the fact, you found out about
Well after the fact.
Well after the fact.
It was disclosed to this office, yeah.
So yesterday, he was, you know, I haven't seen her. We don't talk that much. So I get into work today.
Well, no, because this was on the weekend, and, he's got a lot of stuff to do during the week.
Right.
I wouldn't expect
busy.
Them to get together.
No, and I was told that here's the misinformation. So I get in today, and Rob had noticed, because I think they follow each other, that...
What?
That...
This is a that, sick world,
yeah,
man.
That she is in a relationship. And so he let me know about it. And I look at it and I say, what? She's in a... They only went to the comedy thing.
And Dave doesn't have social media, so how could he know?
Dave doesn't have social media.
Well, he does, but all the accounts are under investigation.
Correct. Or different names. So, he strolls in today. He was in very early today, and it wasn't for the radio station or you. He was in very early today because today's payday. And so he came by to...
Today's payday.
Yes, it is.
That's awesome.
Yes. So he came by to pick up his check. And I congratulated him. Well, congratulations, buddy. What? I said, you're in a relationship now. He...
Is that the first he heard of it?
At least that's the reaction he gave me. He started blowing gaskets. Going nutso in the hallway. Going gadzooks on his cell phone.
So, well, I don't blame him. Social media.
Yep. And what gives her the right? And I'm going to go. I had to tell him to remove.
You know, I remember a similar situation happening to me. Oh. I was probably about 14.
14?
Yeah.
So he goes and is firing off a text message to her, which it was vicious.
That's not the Dave I know.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Did I say, don't you dare send that? Did I say that? Yes or no?
My verbiage wasn't right. You're
correct.
Right,
it was extremely aggressive because you were...
I like the word verbiage.
Thank you.
Extremely aggressive and because you didn't know about it. All right? So, I'm saying, hey, I got to speak his language. Hey, brah, that's not cool with her doing that.
That was very considerate of you. He understands that.
Yeah, if you do something on social media like that, I would hope that you would be in on the thing. And after all, you only took her on a date Saturday night just to get to know her, and suddenly you're in a relationship? This is crazy. You had your turn. So... I'm sitting in my office, minding my own beeswax.
And I walk down the hallway, got to get stuff ready for the show. The sports guys are in over on their side. And I'm walking down the hallway. Well, it's the sports guys first. Hey, I guess Dave is. How do they know?
How do they know?
I didn't say nothing to them.
Stop.
How do they know?
How do they know?
Because Dave doesn't have social media. They can't know who this girl is.
He has his own social media.
Yeah, okay.
Loose lips. Stop.
How does everybody know this?
Well, already 30 likes on her page from last night. Congratulations. You hooked a good one.
Dave, seriously, you don't even do that.
So they know about it. So I walk in
Dave, I just want to be clear. You don't do anything on social media. You can't, right?
I can't, yes.
No, it's word of mouth. Oh. So I walk in here. After that, I walk in to the control room.
The whole building's talking about him?
Oh, yeah. And it's not... Yep, because it's coming out of one bullhorn. So I come into the studio to get stuff ready. The guy that was filling in for until Matt Mangus takes over, which I can't wait till that happens, is in here. A buddy of yours, Roger. I'm putting the stuff in the computer. He just out with it. Oh, Dave's in a relationship, huh? I stopped.
Marley?
I stopped. This is what I did. I stopped and I turned to him and I said, how do you know about this? Because I'm here. He goes, what are you talking about? Dave was just in here 5 minutes ago telling me everything. And I didn't know that it had gotten this serious. He said he's only taken her out a few times. I said, wait, I thought it was once. He said, well, that's not what he's told me.
I am pretty sure Dave and I are pretty tight. He told me he took her out once, and that's it.
One time in public.
No, you're beating up on Dave.
Nope.
And Dave told me that he took her out one time, and I believe him.
In public.
Back me up, bro.
It doesn't count. It doesn't count.
You're right. In public.
What?
It doesn't count.
Why wouldn't you tell me the truth?
It doesn't. Bro. It doesn't count.
How does he know things I don't know?
He knows things that I didn't know.
It doesn't count, he said, if you just go over to her house and spend the night a couple of nights. Meaning, they got on a plane and flew United, and this happened a couple of times. Now, not me, Roger, buddy of his, former co-host to that night show, which was an abomination.
I thought it was pretty good.
Thank you.
He explained to Dave, I'm not in the room. I was told afterwards.
So you're telling Marley things that you haven't told me.
No,
and Marley was explaining to Dave. Guys, especially a ladies' man like him.
Yeah, he can't help it.
But if you fly United with a girl who's been single for a while and you're over her place multiple nights... She's going to think that, we're in a relationship. He's doing things. We're in a relationship. Now he's taking me out to see his friends. And so she posts it on there. Unbeknownst to me, to you, we thought Saturday night was they were just getting to know each other. But then when
that's what I thought.
Yeah, but then when you ask him, it's suddenly a different story. Keep in mind that when I told him what I saw on the Facebook, good job, Rob, that I saw on the Facebook.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
It was totally new to him. Completely took him by surprise. It's different stories to different people, and he just sings like a canary.
Oh, my God, man.
And so he gets himself into this trouble. If he's in a relationship with her... Then out with it. She thinks you are. You're taking her out. You're spending the night. You're in a relationship. Congratulations. If you're not, then she's being very presumptive, and you're not telling the closest person in your life, your buddy, Mark Haney, because you want to keep it away from everybody.
There are some things in life that need to be private.
Oh, by the way, I was just told Dave has Instagram.
Yeah, I do.
What?
That's the only thing I've got.
What's that? What's that for?
Just for nothing, really.
I got to take a break.
I got to go.
Yes, you do. I thought you were only staying for the first break. But you tell people different things
different things.
Dave, as you said to me the other day, I mean, what does it matter anyway? Because you are completely irresistible to the female form.
Yeah, that's
that's not something he can help.
Yeah, it's that charisma.
Then embrace
that
it.
I cannot help.
Embrace
that,
it.
That I
tell
cannot
me right
help.
Now.
That I cannot
I
help.
I got to take a commercial break. Tell me right now.
Okay.
That you're in a relationship right now, and that you've got a lovely
woman.
No,
that's not fair, Stan. Dave, work with me here. Let's come up right now very quickly with an official story, and we'll stick to that. What's the official story?
Realizing
we're getting to know each other.
You're not in a relationship.
We're not in a relationship. We're getting to know each other.
What about the Croatian?
See? So there. See? I have talked to my buddy Haney. See? How does he know about that,
Stan? I don't know anything about a Croatian.
She's got a roommate, bruh.
Uh-huh. Did she leave when you two spent the night?
Of course not.
Whoa. See? More to the
story.
Now,
how does...
Where are all these women with no self-esteem? Where are they?
Yeah.
How do you find them?
You really underestimate Dave, man. You've never seen him in action.
Yeah, you
don't. Let me tell you something.
You really don't.
He's a piece of crap.
No, I'm not. You really don't know me, bro.
Oh, I'm serious. You'd be
Haney,
surprised how many people know
me
you.
Me at 60 years old could get more tail than you could anytime.
Those are fighting words.
All right?
Those are fighting words. Brother, boss,
are you in a relationship? We're getting to know each other, Stan.
We'll be back.
I would love to see you square off.
An almost Nixonian paranoia displayed prominently and proudly in a public forum. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Got a little sidetracked last half hour. So we'll do the grab bag here in just a second.
Poor guy.
Do want to go to the Absolute Law text line. He does it to himself. And here's proof. Our friend, well, we have so many friends named Amanda. This is one of our Amandas.
We have the Amanda Army, Armada of Amandas. Yeah.
What's the point of lying? Just own up to it. Dave, you look worse than your... when you're discovered to be lying. It's better if you just told the truth.
Yeah, he didn't do anything.
He just doesn't tell the truth and exaggerates. He's in a relationship, and congratulations
to
him.
No, he's not.
That's what I was told.
Yeah, not by him.
Congratulations, Dave. When are you going to have kids?
Oh. Stan, let me just say this. I cannot afford for Dave to have kids. I got to draw the line somewhere.
Hey, what's the matter? I didn't say anything about you.
I'm in the office. I hear things.
What did you hear?
I'm in the middle of doing pop the mic up. You don't even have headphones on.
I need headphones right now. I don't think so. Here's the thing. I'm getting to know this young lady.
Congratulations.
Right? Thank you. And there's no reason for people to be busted on me about this, because maybe sometimes in my life...
You're not honest.
I am very honest, and I'm trying to get to know her, all right? And
he's the most honest person I know.
All right? So that's
all
I got to say.
And Stan, you know what? You are the first one to say it.
What?
He's a man in the public eye.
You're darn right, and you better start acting like it.
And you know what? Sometimes when you're a man in the public eye, it's not fair. You know what?
You can't even keep a straight face.
Yes, I can. You know what?
What?
It's like all of a sudden, Dave's on the cover of the National Enquirer.
Yeah.
He didn't ask for this.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He's not, asking for it now by demanding
he's not the one that hit the button that said, I'm in a relationship. He didn't do that.
No, he did. He did not. He did not do that.
Right on.
Right on.
Yeah. She evidently has the wrong idea of you.
I'm not saying that.
Congratulations, you're in a relationship.
Well, that should be a private thing.
Yes. Why are you making it a public thing? Get away from the microphone.
You know I can't get away from the microphone.
And the other tip is she should keep her thing private because it's an easy thing to do. If she's going to go around saying that she's in a relationship with you, say it among your friends. Don't go and make it public for everybody to see just as soon as they click on her name.
Yes, because Dave is not normal. He's not your average guy where Dave you can just click in a relationship and nobody notices.
You can't do that with me. You can't do that.
Dave, we got to do the G-R-A-B-B-A-G. So what is your final word on this?
My final word
is congratulations.
Thank you.
Love you, brah.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't going to read the text that was sitting in here when he was in here.
What's that?
Why doesn't he want to admit that he's in a relationship? Is she real gross or what? She's not. As far as I can see.
She's cute.
You saw her?
She's a cute girl. She's got a lot going for her. She paid for drinks that night.
She's cute.
Oh.
She's at
showed up in a pretty nice car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But she is. She's a cute girl, and she's got a lot going for her. She paid for drinks that night.
And showed up here. For, like,
showed up in a pretty nice car. And from other times that she showed up here for, like.
What?
God, never mind.
What? Hold it.
What?
Hold it. One time where he was showing her the whole.
Has she shown up here? Has she been to the building?
There may have been one time where he was showing her the whole
thing.
He showed up. He brought her here, and she showed up with a pack of smokes for him as well.
Did she just show up, or did he bring
her? No, she showed up. He brought her here, and she showed up with a pack of smokes for him as well.
Oh, my goodness.
When was this?
A few weeks ago.
Weeks ago.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, you're up. Appreciate it. Grab bag. Brought to you by... So now, let's get this straight. She knows where he works, knows how to get here. He's let her in so that he can get free smokes. This is... See? He tells people... I'm a firm believer... Be honest. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Jesus, Dave.
Oh, God.
What a tangled web.
We weave. Yes, and loose lips sink ships. What Rob just said, brand new to me, brand new to you. He won't volunteer that.
That's a nice cake topper. See it now, you know, the old bride and groom there.
Hey, you know, we're tomorrow's the first day of summer. We have the summer solstice today. That's big news.
Here are some tips for enjoying this year's summer solstice, the longest day of the year. Since the sun will be visible for much longer, try not to stare directly into it for more than 2 hours at a time. It'll be hot, so keep hydrated. Drink plenty of water and whiskey. And remember, the extreme heat will make everyone more agitated and irritable. So if there are people you enjoy annoying, this would be a good day.
Yep.
Also, most employers recognize today as a national holiday. So take it off and enjoy this year's summer solstice.
Okay. Thank you. It is Thursday. A lot of people call it Throwback Thursday. Haney and I don't like to think too much about that, and here's a reason.
Today's show is sponsored by Throwback Thursday. Remember when you could go out drinking on a Thursday and still make it to work on Friday? Oh, yeah. Those were the days.
Yep.
Oh, hand me the Tylenol.
I remember those. Can't do it anymore.
Oh, yeah. Every day was a party.
Yep.
Didn't matter which day it was. Something's going on. Hey, go ahead. But you know what? The job that we have, it usually wouldn't be our idea. Hey, Stan and Haney, we know we've demanded that you do the morning show, but you got to get up at 4 in the morning, but we're going to need you at 9 to midnight at the strip club on Tuesday.
I can't tell you how many times that happened. Can't tell you how many.
Hey, Rock. Hey, baby. Yeah, bring my smokes down to the radio station, will you? I'll give you directions and give you the key to get in.
Did you see the video of the Little League game where the fight broke out?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I did.
This is incredible. Fight broke out between parents and football Little League game in Colorado.
Have you noticed you see all these videos now of fist fights?
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just always gone on and we haven't seen it, but it seems like people, like, we're older now, but we would totally kick their ass because they don't know how to fight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a lot of sissy fighting. A lot of, a lot of cold cocking. And
a lot of women in it.
Yeah. Oh, they don't. They're empowered.
But if you hit them, they punch you. A woman punches you in the face. What are you supposed to do?
You're not supposed to do anything. I guess a kid umpire. He was just a kid. Made a bad call. Then the parents start getting...
That's ridiculous.
Luckily, no children were hurt. It was the parents going at it at a Little League game.
Asinine.
What is happening? What is happening? It cannot happen. This cannot happen.
And they're pussies.
Yep.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Father, in Jesus' name. Right now, Jesus. You change Satan in the name of Jesus. Father, right now.
My God, they're invoking the Lord.
Yeah, I know, to stop that nasty fight. Oh, guess what? We're dumbing down America. No longer do you have to play Monopoly and just moving your little cards on the board. Now you have, it's going to be debuting shortly, talking Monopoly, so you don't have to know what you're getting or how many things to move, or the game tells you what to do.
Welcome, future millionaires. Hey, Scotty.
Bye.
Vermont.
Vermont is yours.
Pay rent on Vermont.
Build a house.
On which property?
Kentucky.
Put a house on Kentucky.
Mr. Monopoly, who's winning?
T-Rex, you're winning. Go ahead and let out a roar.
Roar!
Yeah, now you're going to have Monopoly talk to you.
Well, what's the purpose of that? That will never, ever work.
Of course not.
No, because when people are playing Monopoly, half of them are drinking, arguments break out.
Yep, and, cheating.
Yeah, and Mr. Monopoly is listening to all that, trying to turn it into a command. It'll break it.
Amanda, even if they are in a relationship, he's already committed the lie. He'll never admit it. Poor girl is probably humiliated. Haney, are you supporting her and Dave?
I don't know. I mean, I don't get back an itemized receipt. No, but I understand your point, and what I said was I cannot afford for Dave to have kids. It's just not in the cards. Because I would feel responsible.
This is so bad. A 35-year-old guy got arrested after he broke into somebody's house here in Florida last Thursday. cops were notified. When they went to arrest him, they realized that the 35-year-old burglar had his 4-year-old daughter with him. The cops released the chest cam footage of the arrest, and you can hear the father yelling that he doesn't have a gun and that his kid is with him. Second half of this clip is going to show you the little darling girl talking to the police.
There's nobody supposed to be down here at all. Front door.
I got no gun. I just have a phone.
Open that door. Get on your knees.
I have a phone, sir.
Get down.
Stop.
Get down.
Hey, my kid's right here.
Get on the ground.
My kid's right here.
Get on the ground. Face down.
Out here.
I like your old car.
You like my car?
Mm.
I just got it.
I like the white on it because I like pink.
Pink?
Purple.
Oh, God.
Pink or purple?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have any pink or purple on there. We get to wear a pink badge for October sometime.
What?
Yeah.
I don't have words for that.
What did he do?
He burglarized a house.
Oh, so they caught him red-handed,
yes.
And he had his kid in that,
yes,
burglarized house.
Yes.
What kind of buffoon is that?
I don't know.
You know, that's the thing. The greatest thing I think about people having kids for society is I think it saves those that can be saved. Simply because when you have a kid,
somebody's in this house,
all of the sudden you realize that it's not all about you.
Yep.
And it seems like that guy didn't get the message. Why in the world would you put a 4-year-old little girl in harm's way?
I don't even like reading it. A flight from Pittsburgh to Dallas had to land in Oklahoma City on Sunday after a drunk idiot started brawling with passengers, then punched a female flight attendant in the chest.
That's illegal.
The crew had to bind his hands with duct tape while passengers held him down. People applauded when he finally got pulled off the plane.
He tried exiting out of the front door, and then we stopped him, so he went back to his seat. And then at one point, him and the person who was, like, sitting next to him, they got into a brawl. I left the handcuffs up front with the other flight attendants in case anything happens. I had the duct tape with me in the back, and then we just ran together at the same time with the help of other people.
Is he the only combatant?
Oh, yeah.
Why am I being arrested or detained?
What moment you're publicly drunk in the city of Oklahoma City?
Yeah, there you go. Idiot.
How many times do I have to say it? What is wrong with people?
Did you see this footage? Point Pleasant, New Jersey, just off the Jersey Shore. An 18-foot great white shark.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of buddies on their boat screwing around with it.
Eat that thing.
Yes,
oh,
come on.
Yeah. This thing is huge. Oh, my God. Yes, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Dude, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen. Oh, my God, dude. That's insane. Oh, my God. Once in a lifetime, man.
Yeah. Thing could have easily, even what they said in here, could have easily hopped on the boat.
Yeah, that was a very calm shark.
Until it started to take the chum bag and then get a... At first, it was very calm.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't.
Did you see the pictures from South Carolina of people bathing in the,
yes,
ocean with the tiger sharks?
Like inches from them.
And then I saw one today where a 13-year-old girl was frolicking in the surf at,
yep,
Pismo Beach,
yep,
California. A seal came up and took a chunk out of her leg.
A chunk right out of her leg. Unprovoked. What the hell?
She had her back to it, and it just came right up and took a bite out of her.
This is
the ocean is angry. Be careful.
I don't understand this either. A new poll found out, follow me on this one, 39% of young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 have gone without using deodorant, sometimes up to a month at a time. Not worrying about what they smell
like. I guess
like.
It's okay if you have that merino wool and seaweed shirt.
Yeah, that you can never, you don't have to wash. Reminds me of a...
I guess I don't play the game. I'm not clean. I don't smell good. I don't change my underwear. I don't shower. I'm not spick and span. I don't clean the area between my crotch and legs.
Yeah.
Living in a van.
Yeah.
Down by the river.
Absolute Law text line. Stan, how is it your girlfriends are allowed to come to the radio station, but Dave's are not?
That's not Stan's girlfriend. That's his fiance.
And it's while I'm working, and since she knows everybody here, it's okay.
I approved it.
Mystery girl coming up in the dead of night to bring a wandering Dave a pack of smokes and something else. Got one more for you, and then we'll take a break. I shouldn't be, but when I saw the footage, I was chuckling. Because I didn't know it was possible, and gosh darn it, they're athletes too. The 2019 National Senior Games are going on in New Mexico right now, and hats off to 103-year-old Julie Hawkins. They call her Hurricane Hawkins. At 103, she just set the senior record in the 100-yard dash.
Well, that is not good. They allow that?
Yeah, they do, and that's why I was watching the
race. I mean, how many hips have been destroyed in that?
She came in at an aggressive 46 seconds. There she is. Come on. Come on, you got it.
People are watching this.
Come on. Look at that. Look at the one trailing from behind there.
I wonder if we can get in on that action.
I thought it'd be neat to run at 100 and do the 100-yard dash.
Julia Hawkins, gold medalist.
I call her a little old lady in tennis shoes.
I hope I'm inspiring them to be healthy and to realize you can still be doing it at this kind of an age.
The other one, I think second place took over a minute.
You know what? I would have liked... You and I should go to that next time and make book.
Yeah.
Because that is more entertaining than a monkey riding a greyhound.
It ranks right up there. Especially, you know, if you tell them you're going to make a change in the 100-yard dash, we're putting in hurdles.
Now, these hurdles would be no larger than a sidewalk curb.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're not going to make them high. You just got to get over the hurdle.
Yep.
Go.
Yeah, the hurdles would come up to their ankles, but they'd have to cross them.
Yep. Well, grab back.
I'm telling you, there is a lot of money to be made
there.
Yes,
I know.
And you know,
there's
plenty of degenerate gamblers that would line up.
Yep.
You know, they'd be there looking at them warming up. Trying to figure, this one looks pretty good.
Get there with our hats on and our pencil in our ear and notepad and make book.
Stan, what do you think about the thigh on number 7 there?
Look at that.
Is that muscle or a goiter?
A little bit of the gout.
Got to be careful. If that's not muscle, could cost me.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
4 hours of whatever is going on in their heads. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney Thursday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. 1 hour from now, our question of the week. But right now, we're going to give you a chance to win. And one of the prizes up for grabs is the last qualifier that we have for Rolling Stones tickets to get qualified.
That has caused you so much heartache.
It has. Everybody coming out of the woodwork, hey, can you get me Stones tickets? No, I can't.
K-Rock can.
K-Rock can if you play, get yourself qualified.
But you personally.
I don't have a wallet full of Rolling Stones tickets. Jeez. Get you qualified with the Bridges to Bremen DVD.
I'm surprised they're even allowed to tour.
Why, because of their age?
No, because all of their songs now are problematic and inappropriate.
They are. You know, Brown Sugar.
Well, that's an obvious one, but I saw
Keith Richards' Little T&A.
Yep. A millennial female columnist complaining about Under My Thumb. That's problematic and misogynistic.
Nonetheless, we'll go see them. I've seen them. You have a chance to see them, especially if you get qualified. We also have Babacu Saw. Oh, speaking of Babacu Saw, I want to thank Dan and his lovely wife. They came by today with lunch for everybody from Firehouse Subs.
God bless them.
Cape Coral and Fort Myers. They brought in subs. They brought in chicken Caesar salads. They brought in chocolate chip cookies. They brought in brownies. All the sub fixins.
Am I getting any of that? Is there any left?
Yes. I put a sub aside for you, and Dave remembered to get you a brownie. I told him, I grabbed a sub for you, put it in our fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Dave was in the office wringing his hands about today in general. And I said, you know what? A sub might not be just enough for Haney. I said, they got brownies and cookies in there. Go get Haney some treats. And I said, you're entitled to it. Go get yourself something to eat. I ain't going in there. I don't want nothing to eat. My stomach's all in knots. I said, I don't care if your stomach is in knots. It is going to be gone. Get Haney some treats.
Oh, yeah, I guess I better.
And then he went and got you a brownie. A brownie.
And, well, I already knew this because he told me.
Yep, made it a point. So
before I knew that I had a sub, I knew that I had a brownie.
Yep. Yep. So, Dan, thank you very much. It's great to be back with you. And you guys are great over at Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Matter of fact, you can get a $20 gift certificate to Firehouse Subs. We got Sunshine Ace Hardware, Subway, Bam's Restaurant, Sky King Fireworks, the Disrupt Festival, of course, the Stones.
Why do you think gift certificate tripped you up today?
Gift certificate. I don't know, because my brain is going faster than my mouth.
That's dangerous.
It is.
Stop showboating.
Let's let's play Stan's What's on the List. Yeah. This is a good category.
You got nothing to prove.
I know.
Okay,
that.
Slow down.
I know.
Slow down, hotshot.
This is a good category.
Not like somebody asked you to say beauty parlor.
Beauty parlor.
See, you got it.
Photographer.
Yep. Honest to God, those are the only two things you've ever really had a problem with.
Yeah, well, the third one I have a problem with, regularly. Regularly.
Yeah, you don't have a problem with that. Tom Brokaw has a problem with that. Regularly.
I got phones on lockdown. Recent poll was done. Name one of the things in the top 10. I got a bunch more that didn't make the top 10. But name something in the top 10. Doing this affects the environment very, very little, but everybody wants to be eco-friendly. You want to be able to do your part for saving the environment just a little bit. Really makes no difference. A recent survey was asked, What are you doing these days that's eco-friendly? How are you doing your little part? I've got the top 10 things right here. Name one of them on there, and you get a prize.
Come on.
How are you?
Why are you doing this?
Well, the thing is, after this is all done, I'm going to tell you which ones Haney does. you might do some of these. I don't know for sure. 277-9600. Survey was done asking people, what are you doing as far as your part goes on being eco-friendly? Here are the top 10. You name one of them, we'll get you one of those prizes. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, ahoy, this is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Were you the Amanda that was texting us, or are you a different one of our Amandas?
That was actually me.
Oh, okay. All right, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good, Amanda. What are you doing to be eco-friendly?
Saving water.
Saving water?
Yeah, not using as much water.
Hold on a second. Believe it or not, saving water, they use by taking shorter showers to conserve water, did not make the top 10, Amanda. Sorry. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm good.
What do you think's in the top 10? What are you doing to be more eco-friendly?
Turning off the lights when I don't use them. Not using as much electricity.
Let me see. Because some of these are quite specific. So let me make sure that... Yep, number 6. You turn Woo! Off lights when you leave the room. Now, I got to ask you, have you won anything from us in the last 60 days?
No, I have not. 60 days is up on the 15th.
What would you like?
What do we have that's local?
Well, we have Sky King Fireworks. We have Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, and Fort Myers. We have Sunshine Ace Hardware. We have Subway. We have Bam's Restaurant. I've got tickets to the Disrupt Festival in Tampa. I can get you qualified. I can get you qualified for the Rolling Stones. I can send you to the pewter mug or Babacusa.
Let me Bam's Restaurant.
You got it. Hold on. Number 6. Turning off the lights when you leave the room. Ahoy, who's this?
Sharon.
Sharon, what do you think's on this list?
Not using plastic bags.
Not using plastic bags. Hold on. Let me see if that's on here. I think... Yes, number 4. You're not using plastic. You're now using reusable bags to the grocery store. Number 4, what would you like?
I'll take the Firehouse Sub.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it, and we'll get you set up with some Firehouse Subs. Hold on a second, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, hold on. New poll found the most common ways we try to be eco-friendly. And let me tell you, and Haney and I know this, you can try to be eco-friendly, it doesn't even make a scratch. Because places like China quadruple up on you. We already have.
Yeah, and anything that we're doing is eco-negative is such a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
It's industry. If you want to look at it, it's industry.
We've got you turn the lights off when you leave the room. You start using reusable bags. Don't use the plastic bags anymore. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jim.
Jim, what do you think's on here?
Recycling?
Have you won something in the last 60 days, haven't you, Jim? I recognize you.
I haven't won anything in 9 months.
I don't know about that.
Why do you always fight with him?
Thank you.
Recycling. You recognize his voice, too.
Oh, yeah. He uses a different name every time.
Yep.
But, you know, if he's entitled to win, he's entitled
to
win.
You got about 5 different names. How many addresses do you use?
As many as it takes.
Recycle is number 1. Recycle, number one. What would you like?
Pewter mug.
You got it. Hold on. He has a very distinct voice, and he calls all the time. He claims
different names.
Different names, different addresses.
Yep.
Tells his sister-in-law, I'm going to use yours this time.
Yeah.
We're on to your game, Jim.
I don't know if he's that adamant about who am I to stand in his way?
You get to a certain amount, you got to claim it, Jim.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, once it goes past us, then they got their whole fraud division. So if he can, why not?
There we go. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Sue.
Sue, we have recycle, bring reusable bags to the grocery store, get away from those plastic bags. Turn off the lights when you leave a room. What else do you think is on this thing?
How about reusable water bottles, cups?
Yeah, stop right there. You're avoiding using those plastic water bottles. Yep, number 8 on the board. What would you like?
By any chance, you have pewter mug?
I do have pewter mug. You got
that
it.
That would be wonderful.
Certainly. Hold on, sweetheart.
We're burning through them.
Oh, yeah. We're at the 20th, and I think we have 2 left for the month. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tim.
Tim, we have avoid plastic water bottles, turn off the lights when you leave the room, you bring reusable bags now to the grocery store, get away from that plastic, recycling. What are you doing to be eco-friendly? And it's on the top, in the top 10.
I would say the kind of cars we drive with the smart cars, using electric cars.
That's a good guess. Let me see.
You know, like non-motorized, no motor transportation. How about bicycle?
Well, you're talking. I can't give it. You said bicycle. I can't. I was almost ready to give it to him because he came very close.
And he talked himself right out of it.
He talked himself out of it. I was going to interpret it something because it could have fallen under that. But then you start getting specific, and a lot of these things are specific. Ahoy, who's this?
Tommy Ross.
What's your name?
Tommy Ross.
Tommy. What do you think's on here?
How about
3 seconds?
Fertilizer, no eco-friendly fertilizer.
Number 10, you have a nice compost pile. Yes, I'll give it to you. What would you like?
Fireworks, please.
You got it. Hold on. All right, I'm going to give you the list. Here are things. A survey was done. Everybody, be more eco-friendly. What are you doing to be your small part? Things that did not make it into the top 10 included buying local produce, doing paperless billing. You do that, see? Minimal use of the AC. No, not there. Taking shorter showers, eating less meat.
Yeah.
Those were all below the top 10. And wouldn't have gotten you a prize anyway. Top 10 included, of course, a compost pile. You know, you get the old pile up there and let it break down and put it around your plants and everything grows nice.
You know, track vermin and rodents.
Yep, sure will. But you're not using that nasty fertilizer. You're using all natural ingredients.
No, I'll tell you, it's not us using fertilizer. Again, it's your big industries.
Yeah.
Did you see what's going on in New Orleans?
Yeah, with the blind mosquitoes.
Yes.
Yep.
I guess when you go to take the causeway across Lake Pontchartrain,
covered.
You can't. You got to stop, pull over, and get a jet of water on your windshield because you can't see from all the dead mosquitoes because they diverted the Mississippi. And again, it's all of that fertilizer that's causing the problems.
Blind mosquitoes.
And you know what they are? It's like when you go down around the dock somewhere and you see the seawall and you see those tiny little things buzzing around the water line.
Yeah.
It's those.
Yep.
in the millions and trillions.
And they don't know where to go.
Nope.
Number nine. You donate stuff instead of throwing it away. You close to the Goodwill, donating other things. Number eight, avoid the plastic water bottles. Number seven, Richard, the chief engineer, likes to brag he's done that in here. Switch to LED light bulbs.
Ugh.
There's nothing like a nice soft white bulb, a good one.
An old-fashioned incandescent.
Yep. Number six, you turn off the lights when you leave the room. Number five, which is just you avoid plastic straws.
Oh, God.
Number four, you bring reusable bags to the grocery store. Now, that guy that said use electric cars, and then he started saying bicycles, I was going to give it to him, but he got too wordy. You actively try to reduce your energy consumption. Number two, you avoid wasting food. That can go into your compost pile. And the number one answer, you recycle. There you go. We're going to take a break. We've got traffic coming up for you. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Later on in the 4 o'clock hour, our question of the week. We're Stan and Haney.
Remember years ago when we told you about that woman who made her own shrimp standing over a bucket? Well, it's all true. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday afternoon. Weekend right around the corner. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. About a half hour from now, our question of the week. Let's get our first look at traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's start in Fort Myers. Disabled vehicle, Gateway Boulevard and Hidden Links Drive. Fort Myers crash, Gateway Boulevard and Paul J. Doherty Parkway. In Lehigh Acres, crash, Sunshine Boulevard North and Lee Boulevard. And in Estero, crash, I-75 northbound at Corkscrew Road. And you are up to date. Another traffic update coming up for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? He's about ready to tell you with today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Well, you've been waiting for it. It's finally here.
What?
National Restaurant News has just published its annual report on restaurant sales in the United States.
And?
We have the results. The top 10 restaurant chains by sales.
Does it fall in like a fast food restaurant, bistro style, a sit-down white tablecloth?
And the difference between number one and number two is unbelievable.
Really? Okay. In less than an hour.
We will tell you how long it would take the average person to blow through $10 million. Not only that, we'll tell you where that money would go.
Will you just answer this for me? I know all the details in less than an hour. Is it faster than we'd probably think, or a lot longer than we'd probably think?
Neither. You're welcome. Oh. They present this as good news, but I find it depressing.
What?
A couple weds at the hospital. Why?
Why?
So the 100-year-old grandmother could attend.
I saw the pictures. Creepy. Send her photographs. And not digital ones. They like the paper ones.
Mm-hmm. You covered this in the grab bag, Stan. It is unbelievably stupid and reckless. A man is busted for bringing his four-year-old girl with him as he robbed people's houses. And finally, there is a woman from Illinois. She just earned her PhD.
All right.
And she will now have to be addressed as Dr. Marijuana Pepsi. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. We try to bring it to you each and every day with the 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by our friends. Boy, they brought some good food by today. Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
You know, I've encouraged Dave to start reading.
Yeah, you have.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
books on Dave's summer reading list.
Top books on Dave's summer reading list.
This is the list he gave me.
Yeah.
Jonathan Livingston Skinnerd. Children of the Cornhole. Alice's Adventures in the Meth Lab. The Call of the Wild Turkey.
Laugh it up.
Are you there, God? It's me, Ted Nugent. Lord of the Onion Rings. The Bridges of Hazard County. And finally, the very top book on Dave's summer reading list.
Yes.
The 7 Habits of Highly Intoxicated People. And that, my friends, is the
building.
Email time, ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
This is from Kevin. Kevin lives in Naples and sent this email to us. Ahoy, fellas. I heard you talking about Ponch selling real estate across the country this week. Believe it or not, one of the places he pushed on TV was Teleco Village, just south of Knoxville, Tennessee. Did it about 15 years ago. My parents now live there because of that darn commercial. Why did they decide on it? Well, they were on vacation in that area about 14 years ago and wanted to see if what Eric Estrada was pushing was a load of crap or not. Turns out that Teleco Village is a really awesome community, full of beautiful homes, all built around a giant man-made lake. A lot of wealthy people live there in multi-million dollar homes, too. Well, Eric Estrada didn't tell you they were multi-million dollar homes.
Mm-mm.
It reminds me a lot of Port Royal. Well, maybe not as wealthy. But in Tennessee, come on! So my folks found a house in 2005 and actually have retired up there thanks to friggin' Ponch. No joke. But it is a nice, quiet area and very beautiful. The folks love living there. Keep up the great work, guys. Signed, Kevin in Naples.
You know, I think we've had the vast majority of the cast of Chips on this show at one time or another.
Well, we had Robert Pine.
We've had Larry Wilcox, Eric Estrada.
We've had Eric Estrada.
Randy Oakes.
Bruce Jenner, when he was still Bruce.
Did we have him on?
Yes, we did. And I'm going to tell you.
How long ago was that?
This was, I'm going to tell you, we were doing the morning show with Joe. Joe was not there that day. It was you and I, and Bruce Jenner was scheduled to come on because he was pushing his motivational speaking. He was going around as a motivational speaker.
Is that when we were talking about the benefits of beekeeping?
I don't remember. But I wanted to bring up to him how I knew his brother, Bert. And mm-hmm. I did bring... And he stopped real quick.
Clammed up.
Didn't want to talk about it. And that... And, yes, yeah, so we had a lot of people on from that show.
You know, maybe I should be a motivational speaker.
This is from Scatter.
Nothing?
If you'd like to be...
You don't...
Let me explain something.
You don't
you.
Think that
I'm
would be
tell,
wise?
I'm going to tell the audience a
story. Do you think that would not be wise to do that?
No, you're fine. I think if you put out motivational tapes, you would be perfect for that. Mark Haney is... And I don't want him, you know, saying... Mark Haney is an excellent... Above average, higher than normal, very good, top shelf guitar player. He's very good. We did a thing, I think it was at the Guitar Center, where there was some contest. It had nothing to do with the radio station. Where the Guitar Center wanted, it was like a national competition.
Yeah, it was just a look.
But it started off with, you know, at the local guitar centers. Show us your stuff. And Haney, by the luck of the draw, I think you were the first or second person to go up there. And there was like...
Yeah, very early.
There was like 30 people that wanted to go up and play the guitar.
Well, I think I was second. I think the guy that went before me, he was an excellent, like, almost country-style finger picker. Totally different than what I do.
But what happened was, and what cost Haney the competition, was 28 of the 30 guys that went up there were Hey, Look at Me's. And they wanted to do the windmills, and they wanted to do the splits, and they wanted... Haney went up there, and his guitar work knocked everybody on the floor. But Haney had his back three quarters to them and just played the guitar. And it was spectacular. But these judges and the people that were in there really... guitar players with half the talent, but could do the, you know, the behind the back and the splits.
I thought it was just because I went too early.
No. Nope. And I say motivational speaking. If you went and spoke to somebody on a tape, I think you would do a great job at it. But you are naturally not a Hey, Look at Me person who couldn't go with the headset on and do the fist pumping, the rah, rah, rah stuff. I don't think you could do that.
I go back and, you know, look at the old tapes of the band. That was Tommy's job.
I know, not yours. So that was my little story there.
Okay.
Scatter.
Tapes.
Put out like a volume of them.
Do people still own tape players, though?
Nope. Nope. When I was working in corrections...
Scatter?
Yeah, I thought he was on the other side of the bars. I could be wrong. When I was working in corrections, we had to take a tuberculosis test regularly because of the nonsense that gets apprehended and locked up for whatever alleged crime they're in for. You have to say alleged now during the arrest and during the screening because they are not exactly guilty until a judge has proven them guilty. Many people have to do things and they do not understand why. And they question it. And I am one of those people at times. But if a professional person, such as a higher rank in the department, tells me that I need to do something, I do not ask why, I just do it. Like Haney said the other day, what are we supposed to do? I am not going to slam the door on someone sticking their foot out because they do not want to be arrested. What?
That was his story I was talking about. He's okay. Actually making sense.
All right, so I thought he was. My partner on the scene at the time is going to drag them in so their feet are no longer in contact with the door closing, and they will be apprehended whether they want to be or not. I do things that I do not want to do all the time, such as wake up most days, but I still do it because it needs to be done. This life stuff isn't that great, but I will find a way to make it each day a great day and have fun with it in a harmless, safe way. My suggestion to you all in the audience, start doing the same. Signed, Scatter.
Yeah, I mean, if Scatter can do it.
Yep, you can too. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, did you see the story of the parents fighting at the Little League baseball game? Yes. Now, this was a group of 7-year-olds, and there was a 13-year-old who was the umpire and apparently made a wrong call. And all hell breaks out with the parents fighting and punching and rolling around in the dirt.
They were sissy fighting.
Just what the hell is wrong with them? First, what the hell is a 13-year-old kid doing being the umpire? But more importantly, what kind of behavior is that for these supposed parents?
You know why a 13-year-old is doing it? And this is in all sports. They don't like having to pay officials.
Nope.
At every level.
They ask for a volunteer.
Yep.
Good Lord, it's a game involving 7-year-old kids. Nice job of parenting, you morons. Oh, no, what's this? Now he's getting personal with me. Okay, Stan, I know you want a limited number of people at your nuptials in Vegas. So why don't you have a little pre-wedding celebration here?
Oh, God.
No. For your loyal... No. No, I won't even continue. No.
No.
You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
Jesus.
No, I mean...
No.
Come on, guys.
No. No.
We give you the vast majority of our time on Earth is spent with you.
Yep, it's true.
And there are times when it's got to be just us.
Mm-hmm.
And they're rare.
That's what it's going to be.
They're extremely rare.
Yep.
Sometimes...
They've been significant.
Yep. Sometimes things got to be done.
Yep. Thank you, Haney.
Like, it's not momentous or anything, but one of the happiest moments of my life was, and we've lost so many people since then, but when we would all get together for the Stan Noelonic Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Run at Calder Racecourse.
Yep, even that's not running anymore like it used to. I took down the grandstand, and it only has about 3 weeks of racing there. They want you to go to the casino instead. But that was a fun time.
But all of us headed over to Miami.
Yep.
Once a year.
Yep.
We all got together.
Yep.
Out of town where we could make complete asses of ourselves.
Yep. Didn't have to worry about if somebody was there that, watches the show, listens to the show.
And if we had done the same thing in town... Even though we were having harmless fun over there and nobody cared,
yep.
If we did that here, it would be inappropriate,
yep.
And we'd be hauled into a meeting. How dare you?
Yep. I hope you understand
how
that,
dare you have fun?
Yep. It's true.
Because as Dave finds out constantly the hard way, we got eyes on us.
Everywhere.
And, you know, if Stan wants to walk like a duck and quack like a duck...
Yep.
Sometimes he's got to be a duck.
Yep. Thank you, Haney.
You're welcome. Quack, quack.
Yep. Question of the week is next.
All women are crazy.
except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney in the news in about 30 minutes. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon momentarily, but it is Thursday, and that means our question of the week today provided to us by Mark Haney. And we'll post you our question of the week. We'll go do some traffic to allow you to pick up the phone, and you can answer our question of the week. You have the right answer. It's not yes or no. Your answer is the right answer, and we'll hear your stories.
And I do want to qualify it, Stan.
Oh, I'd want to qualify this, too.
Okay, go ahead.
We have known, and I'm speaking to all of us, we have known people that are not the brightest bulbs. They may have a heart of gold. They may be maybe even a little naive. Basically, they're not bad people. They're people that have been in our lives. And I dare to bet that everybody has at least one of these in their lives that you've had to deal with. It could be a friend. It could be a family member. It could be a coworker.
Probably a coworker.
It could be anybody, but you've had them in your life. So when I post you this question of the week, realize it's not necessarily a bad person.
And I also want to make clear, I don't want to, I'm not talking about people who are overtly disabled.
Right, and leave that overtly. These are people that you're in your everyday life that you've come across that aren't, as Haney pointed out, not disabled. You know, they may have a good heart. They may be a genuinely nice people. Maybe a little naive. Our question of the week. Who is the single dumbest person you have ever met in your entire life? I mean, you cannot get past it. Who is the single dumbest person you have ever met in your life? Where you see them do some bonehead things and you're going, are you kidding me? 277-9600. Who is the single dumbest person you have ever met in your life? Phone lines are open, ready for your calls. Rob, screen them to make sure they want to answer our question of the week. Let's do some traffic, and then we'll take your phone calls. Who is the single dumbest person you have ever met in your life? It may have been when you were a kid. It may be at a job that you had years ago. That person may be within 10 feet of you right now.
Maybe you married him.
Maybe.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. We will start in Lehigh Acres. There's a crash, 5600 block of Lee Boulevard. Little parenthetical information that they have. Westbound is shut down around Alvin and Westgate. That's at the 5600 block of Lee Boulevard. Hit and run Fort Myers Beach, Stero Boulevard at the Sandbar and Grill. And you are up to date. Another traffic update right before Mark Haney's news. We're not looking for a bad person. We're not looking for a person that has evil intent. We're not looking for anything like that. We're not looking at a disabled person, but you've met them. You've been around them. Who is the single dumbest person you have ever met in your life? I've known a lot of dumb people. We had a character on the show. His name was Dumb Ken. He was dumb. Dave, I've called a bonehead. He can be dumb at times.
He can be dumb, but he's not dumb.
Well, the dumbest person I ever saw in my life or ever met in my life was Aldo.
The guy that washed his hair in the toilet?
The guy that washed his hair in the toilet. Now, keep in mind, Heart of Gold, he took me to my first baseball game as a kid, major league game.
You love him, don't you?
I loved Al Dole. Al Dole took me to the Knicks games. Al Dole took me to the Yankee games. Al Dole used to have the best Christmas presents that a kid could ever want. He'd come in on Christmas Day, and you knew from Al Dole you would have the best Christmas present. But he was dumb. I have a hundred different stories with him. I will tell you one dumb thing that he did. And I've told a lot of them
so
on the
many.
Air. We had a horse farm in Connecticut, and my sisters had show horses, hunter jumpers. And we would have to trailer the horses to the different horse shows. He was there to help, like a Dave. Helping
hired hand.
Hired hand. And horses are sensitive animals. They kick, they bite. So when you put them in the horse trailer, you got to wrap their ankles with the tape around the front and back ankles. Like you see on the horse track, you see them wrapped up. He would go behind the horse without letting the horse know he's there, grab the horse's hoof to start taping its ankle. And I can remember
He'd be surprised.
I can remember at least two times my father grabbing him by his shirt collar and pulling him away as that hoof went right by his head.
Oh.
I can remember a first day of fishing in the Farmington River, fly fishing, and my father telling him, "Stay back, I'm fly fishing, don't get near me." And he hooked Al Dole about an eighth of an inch from his eye. Al Dole wanted to go fishing in the Farmington River and put on waders. He slipped on the rocks. The waders filled up with water. He nearly drowned to death as he dragged himself on shore. I love that guy. Heart of Gold. Dumbest person I ever met.
May have been the person that was nicest to you.
And the person that was nice. He was.
But he was dumb.
Yep. Haney.
Well, there are so many to choose from, Stan. And I have to say the vast majority come from K-Rock.
Yep. A lot of them have come from K-Rock.
When it comes to dumb, there's a trifecta. Coming in third would be Dumb Ken.
Yeah, he was dumb.
Beaten by a nose by a gentleman called Crash.
Yeah, he was our van driver and would set up the remotes. Dumb.
But by a mile, I mean, we're talking Secretariat at Belmont. Ronnie.
Oh, you're talking about our old promotion guy, Ronnie?
Yep.
Not bright. And he was actually in the Air Force for a lot of years. Worked around planes.
And a nice guy.
Yeah, but not bright.
But astounding levels of stupidity.
Yep.
Just astounding.
Yep. He was the kind of guy, and we've done
it. And I don't... it's like you were saying during the intro. I don't want you to take it the wrong way. I like him.
Yeah.
But he's not smart.
No. He would be the kind of guy, you had a basketball, you threw it at him, he'd flinch and try to swat it away.
We actually did that.
I know. 277. 277. Yeah, yeah, that proved it. He also used to mock us.
We have him on tape flinching from a basketball.
He also used to mock us that, oh, anybody could do this show.
Yep.
And he used to say it day in, day out.
Oh, he believed it.
And he truly believed it. And Haney and I called him into the studio one time and said, "The next half hour is going to be hosted by Ronnie."
Oh, that's easy. That's no problem.
We left the room.
He was terrified.
He was terrified, and it was almost like you saw him sink under the waterline. And after about 6-7 minutes, not even 20 minutes, which we would normally break, we had to come in and save him. And he never said it again. Ahoy, who's this?
Steve in Naples.
Steve, who, you know, throughout your life, and they might be good people, who's the single dumbest person you've ever met in your entire life?
Bless her heart, it's my girlfriend.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, you know how they say, those with the least to say speak the loudest.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of those loudmouths who will just put her foot in her mouth at any turn, in public, at family functions.
Bless her heart. Bless
I love her to death, and I'm going to be there for her while she learns those lessons.
At the slightest opportunity, she'll let loose, will she?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you tried explaining this to her?
I have, and, you know.
Well, how do you tell somebody they're dumb?
Well, not even, you know, I would assume that she's in the middle of a rant, and she, even in her own head, she's saying, I'm doing it, I can't help myself.
What does she rant about?
Oh my goodness! All the no-nos. If you go out to the bar, you're not supposed to talk about a certain list of things, and she'll hit them all every time.
Appreciate the call, 277-9600. You know what?
You cannot tell somebody they're dumb and help them,
because dumb
doesn't know it's dumb
is a hot word. Even a dumb person doesn't want to hear the word "you're dumb." That's nothing. You can't approach somebody that is.
And there are different levels of dumb.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
There is a level of dumb that can't understand that it's dumb.
Right, but you don't use the word dumb. I would say, are you being that? How can you be so stupid? How can you?
I'm not stupid.
Well, then you're being dumb. Ahoy, who's this?
Yo, hey, this is Jay in Naples. How's it going? Ahoy.
Ahoy, Jay. You've met a lot of people in your life, and, you know, people have crossed your paths. Who is the single dumbest person you've ever met in your life?
By far and away, George Barton. And I got to tell you about George. George, he came across some money, and he was lucky. And you know, one of those guys that kind of just stepped in it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And two quick stories that he did. One, we went down to the Keys, and he had bought a boat, a Viking, like a 70, or maybe not that big, 50-foot Viking, you know, with a tuna tower, beautiful boat, the salon and everything. We pull up to the dock to fuel up the boat. He didn't have too much experience. We had some guys on board that were going to help captain the boat. When nobody's looking, George is half drunk. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. He walks over, grabs the fuel line, walks over to fill up the boat, and he puts the nozzle, right? Now, this is $5 of gasoline, you know, $5 a gallon gas in the Keys. He puts the nozzle in the freshwater intake storage and fills up the freshwater storage to the point that all of a sudden we're, you know, hanging around and everybody smells gasoline because it has an overflow, and the gasoline is overflowing. He put like 400 gallons, 400 gallons of gasoline at $5 a gallon.
Okay,
then another time he's got this beautiful truck that he buys, right? Like one of these off-road trucks, you know, with the giant tires and stuff. We're out. We got a camp down in the Fakahatchee Strand down there off of James Senior Drive. We go out there, and he breaks down. He gets stuck. We're trying to figure out how to get this thing done. The truck started. His battery runs dead. He finds this old cabin, and he tears down this. The guy had like a CB radio out there. He tears down the antenna for the CB radio, and he splices two jumper cables, one to each end, and he's trying to run. If you can imagine, the jumper cables weren't long enough to reach where the vehicle was stuck. He tried to use the CB antenna to conduct electricity.
Are you kidding me?
he had it spliced between the two cables, man, between the two
insane
sets of jumper cables. And the third dumbest thing that he did that I ever saw he did. He married my ex-wife.
Oh, Jesus.
277-9600. I'll tell you one thing real quick. I knew him, but was not a friend of mine. It was a friend of my buddy. He was the detective. Went and saw a car he liked. Everybody told him don't do it. Bought the entire car with a credit card at like about 19% interest. Bought the whole thing because he wanted it.
Why shouldn't I? I got a credit card.
Got
it
a
worked.
Credit card.
It worked.
Drive off the lot today. Yep, paid for it in full with credit card.
I'd have to wait till tomorrow.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dave, North Fort Myers.
Dave, who is the single dumbest person you have ever met in your entire life?
Well, after hearing you saying you're getting married again, I'm going to have to say you are.
Okay.
You did say never again on multiple occasions.
I did say never again. Nor did I think that I would meet somebody like her. And I remember when I said never again. 277-9600. Who is the single dumbest person you have ever met in your entire life?
The visual from that boat story is just
incredible. Oh, it's ridiculous. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Tom.
Tom, would you like to answer this?
Yeah, it was our OSHA rep from the office I used to work in up in Alaska.
How so?
Well, he decided we needed to have a bomb threat exercise. And to make it realistic, he made a fake bomb and he planted it. And the exercise went pretty well. You know, but then he goes, now what do I do with this? Oh, no, the exercise is over. He's like, I can't put it in the dumpster. The janitors will find it. They'll freak out. So he goes, I'll take it home and take it apart. So he throws it in the back seat of his car, and not thinking, his wife calls him and says, hey, can you swing by the base and pick up a prescription for the kids on your way home? So he's going on to a military base, with a bomb in the back seat of his car. And, you know, he's spread eagle over his hood. The MPs pointed at him, having to explain it all.
That is, I appreciate the call. One more. We're going to try to squeeze in one more here. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Scotty.
Scotty, the dumbest single person you've ever met in your entire life.
Well, I was going to say me, but then I got to thinking about it.
Taking that out. Ahoy, who's this?
Bill from Naples.
Hey, Bill. Single dumbest person you ever met in your entire life.
So she's not all that dumb, but she sure did a dumb thing. My sister went, I was a foreman, she was working for me. She was real late from coming back from lunch one day. And she gives me a call, says she can't come back to work. I said, why not? She said, my car won't start. Come to find out, she pulled up and put gas in her car. She had a Honda Civic. And she couldn't figure out why the gas nozzle wouldn't go inside of her gas tank, but she just held it right up to the tank anyway. Filled up her entire tank with diesel. Started calling her nickname from then on was Han Diesel.
Damn gas pump. I guess I'll just force it in there.
Jeez. If you'd like to answer our question of the week, who is the single dumbest person
you know what we've learned?
You have ever met in your life?
You need to keep an eye on dumb people when there's fuel around.
Yeah.
Don't let the dumb person pump the fuel.
We're going to take a break. Mark Haney and the news.
Man, damn nozzle. This doesn't want to cooperate. I'll show that. Get in there. Get in there. K-Rock.
You know, radio is a crazy business, and 96 K-Rock is no exception. You see, while others routinely come and go, we stubbornly remain. Which begs the perfectly logical question. Stan and Haney, smart or dumb? Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
That's still up in the air. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
You know, we can't know how history will judge us.
No.
From the Absolute Law text line, guy wanted to chime in and tell us dumbest person he's ever known. He has three. Coming in at number one, Dave the Waterman. Coming in at number two, our old friend Kool-Aid. Coming in at number three.
He's a father now. We can't say that.
Coming in at number three, his ex-wife.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, Kool-Aid is a dad now. That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yes. But because he has a child, we have to treat him with respect.
Yes.
And if he ever shows up here, we'll pretend he was our boss or whatever he needs us to do so that he looks good in front of the kid.
Yeah. Press him.
Yeah.
Kind of like when Otis was having his family come into town and asked Andy and Barney if he could be like the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
Impress his family.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get you updated
on
traffic.
But then you have to explain to Otis. Now, we'll do that, Otis. But you know you're not really the sheriff.
But he didn't listen, and he got drunk.
Yep. Well, that's what Otis does.
Yep.
Why act surprised?
Now, associate that with a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Why act surprised? That's what they do.
Uh-huh.
We got this one from a road watcher. 41 southbound, a lot of traffic. They say a lane might be closed southbound. Right by Corkscrew because of a car fire. Got this in North Fort Myers. Crash, Bayshore Road and North Abilene Lane. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes right before the Rob Show. And right now, it's news time. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And it starts right now.
Nightly News with David Brinkley in Washington and John Chancellor in New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, June 20th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. You know, Stan, recently, I asked you to make a note of the date and time and made a statement that Hunter Biden will be Sleepy Joe Biden's downfall.
And he is making things quite difficult for him. Yeah, he's a new daddy.
Let's review. Hunter Biden is the son of Joe Biden.
Yeah.
He has profited from international trade, which, of course, Joe Biden says he has nothing to do with.
Which we know is not true.
Mm-hmm. Now, Joe Biden's good son, Bo Biden, who was in the military.
Yeah, good guy.
Had a wonderful family. After Bo Biden passed away, Hunter Biden thought it would be a great idea to divorce his wife and begin having relations with his dead brother's wife.
Fact.
That won't confuse the kids, will it? But you know what, Stan? The heart wants what the heart wants, and if they really love each other, why shouldn't they be together? Okay. Well, then they split up. Apparently, right about the time that a woman named London Alexis Roberts, 28, of Arkansas, claims she had Hunter's baby.
While he was married to his brother's widow.
No, they were never married. I think the divorce may have been final on his original wife, but he was dating Bo's wife.
Because they loved each other.
But yes.
He was having a child with...
And evidently, just by coincidence, right about when that child would be born, they stopped seeing each other. The Bo Biden's wife stopped seeing Hunter Biden. I know it gets very confusing. I'm going to put together a chart. And we find out before we knew about the baby with the woman from Arkansas, we should point out that at this point, Hunter is a happily married man. A couple of weeks ago, he married a woman in Los Angeles who was still living with her boyfriend when they got married, but now they're married, but she doesn't ever appear with the family.
Right. He's going to be the downfall. And here's something that mainstream media does not want to talk about. They'll just say that Joe Biden was talking about his segregationist buddies in the Senate. And you won't hear this on any news report. The segregationist buddies that he was palling around with.
These horrible men.
And got along. The two he mentioned, were not Republican. They're Democrats. Democrats.
Yeah, but we can't focus on that.
But you can't focus on
that. That's against the narrative.
Yep. He was a Democrat in the Senate, and the two he mentioned, yes, were segregationists from the South. You won't hear this. They were Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let you know.
Yeah. Hunter Biden
is trouble.
I just call me crazy, Stan, but it seems to me, just based on what I've read, he may not be the most trustworthy individual.
Well, somebody just said now, did you know that Hunter Biden was released from the Naval Reserve because he tested positive for coke?
Well, yeah, that's well known.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden thinks very highly of himself.
Yeah.
And he likes to enjoy himself. He especially enjoys money for nothing and chicks for free. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
All right.
We all know the movie Footloose, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where a bunch of old fuddy-duddies outlawed dancing.
Yep.
You know what that was originally called?
No.
Cheek to Cheek.
Aw.
Isn't that nice?
What the?
Stan, you know your U.S. presidents like nobody's business.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, a lot of the critics of our current president like to point out that he has no business being president. He'd never been elected to any office. Is Donald Trump the only president who'd never been elected to any office before becoming president?
No. You have to go and think right off the bat. These are the ones that I know. Your military generals. In war, you had heroes, and they ran for president. Eisenhower. Five-star general, World War II commander.
They don't make five stars anymore, do they?
I don't think there's a five-star out there. You had, after World War II, you had your Omar Bradleys, your Eisenhowers, your MacArthurs. They were all promoted to five-star. Eisenhower. Zachary Taylor was a war hero. Grant, after the Civil War.
Correct.
I don't know of any other ones.
Well, you ran through all the ones that apply to your theory about the military. There are a total of six U.S. presidents who'd never been elected to any office before they became president.
Trump, Zachary Taylor, Eisenhower, Grant. So I got four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the other two?
William Howard Taft.
Really?
And a Herbert Hoover.
Yeah. Herbert Hoover. He didn't hold any, he wasn't elected to any, he wasn't, I thought he might have been something.
Nope, went straight to the top. Jettison the equipment, straight to the top. Back and to the left.
Yep. Just with a nod of your head, you know what we're talking about there, don't you? Okay. I've got to find, it's on YouTube. I've got to find the Geraldo Rivera thing he did like in 1975 with the first time that the Zapruder film was ever aired. And one of the big guys, a big time author and big conspiracy theorist, he was a guest on Geraldo Rivera's show, and they showed the Zapruder film for the first time. And then he kept saying, back and to the left. Watch it. We'll run it again. Back and to the left. That's the show. Good night, America. Back and to the left. And then, of course, Seinfeld went.
Look at
there.
Geraldo. Yeah. He looks like John Oates.
And that's our friend in the middle, Mr.
Dick Gregory.
Dick Gregory. And then I want to say, what the heck was his name?
David Susskind?
Grodin or something. He added some kind of name. And then this was the, believe it or not, 1975 was the first time any citizen saw the Zapruder film. It was locked away in the Life magazine vaults from the day that the assassination happened until 1975. Back and to the left.
Back and to the left. Over and over and over again.
Oh, here's a, and I didn't know this, and I think I would assume these guys, the only time you can have a five-star general is during a time of war.
Yeah.
When in fact, well, see, here's the close-up where he just back
into
the left. Watch what happens.
Back.
Watch what happens.
Back.
Here we go. That's the first shot.
Back.
Then here comes, ladies and gentlemen, the headshot has come in, back. Pleased. And you're going to see.
Back.
Here, back into the left. Yeah. If I can dig up the just having him say that drop, I'll give it to you, Rob. Good man, America.
Yep. But yet, I don't think anybody looked too close at John John's plane.
Yeah.
And of course, by the time they found his body,
yep, he was back into the left of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
From the front seat to the back.
This is the pilot's seat.
Over on the left-hand side.
Yes.
Back into the left.
Where it was discovered.
Yeah, that's where they found him.
He may have been placed there.
Some people have said that.
Sick joke.
Yep. Nothing funny about that.
Well, we've all been awaiting the outcome, and it's finally here. Of course, I'm talking about National Restaurant News and its annual report on restaurant sales in the United States.
Oh, yes, I remember this from the headlines.
Now, this is in sales numbers, the top 10 restaurant chains.
Okay.
Coming in at number 10, Panera Bread.
Oh, I love them.
$5.6 billion in sales.
Oh, yeah.
Number 9. Domino's, $6.6 billion. Dunkin' Donuts at number 8.
Now they're just Dunkin'.
$8.8 billion. At number 7, Wendy's, $9.5 billion.
Thank you, Dave Thomas.
At number 6, Burger King, $9.9 billion. At number 5, Taco Bell, $10.4 billion.
Because most of their stuff is profit. They're very little overhead.
Well, they just rearrange the ingredients.
Mm-hmm. And the ingredients.
Number 4, actually number 4 and number 5, it's a tie.
Yeah.
We've already said Taco Bell tied with Subway. Also at $10.4 billion.
Okay.
At number 3, despite a very aggressive campaign by the Rainbow Coalition, Chick-fil-A hung at $10.5 billion.
Love Chick-fil-A.
Now, I will tell you, when we get to number two and to number one, we're talking about exponential jumps.
All right.
Much, much bigger.
All right, go ahead. Number two.
So remember, Chick-fil-A had $10.5 billion. That's good enough for number three.
Yeah.
Number two?
Yeah.
$20.5 billion.
Huge jump.
That's your Starbucks.
Mm.
And I think we might be able to guess who number one might be.
Yeah, a funny-looking M.
Mm-hmm. So, Starbucks is number two by a mile at $20.5 billion. Remember, all the rest of these, when you're talking from these to they're all $10 billion. Then you get to Starbucks at $20.5 billion. When you get to number one, it's McDonald's at $38.5 billion in sales.
Huge. Well, they're number one. They do it the longest and the best.
So they're almost like four times from their direct competition.
A lot more restaurants, too.
And international.
Yep.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Jason and Todd invite you to join them this weekend as Verascio, one of America's top bridal designers, will join the Diamond District with their entire collection of stunning engagement and wedding rings. Verascio has always been on the forefront of design and technology, and by pushing the limits of innovation, Verascio gives you an unparalleled level of quality, comfort, and craftsmanship. Jason and Todd are excited to meet you personally, and along with your purchase of any Verascio ring valued at $2,500 or more, you'll receive a free pair of 1-carat total weight diamond stud earrings valued at $1,500. If you're in love and ready to be engaged, there is no better weekend to visit the Diamond District. Jason and Todd are also offering 12 months interest-free financing. This is big. View the entire collection of Verascio engagement and wedding rings. Purchase any Verascio ring for $2,500 or more and receive free 1-carat total diamond weight stud earrings valued at $1,500. Only with the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, according to a new survey, the average American says it would take them approximately 7 years to blow through $10 million. This is hypothetically, if all of a sudden, you know, inheritance, what have you, you've won the lottery, you got $10 million, how long would you have it for? 11% of people believe they'd use it up in 3 years or less. But the interesting part of it is, well, then how would you spend it? They split it into 10 practical and mostly boring ways you'd spend it, and 10 things you would splurge on.
Yeah.
The practical ways would be investing, helping out the family, savings, buying property, paying off debt, charity, setting up funds for your kids, buying a car. Well, I guess if you didn't have a car, that would be a good investment.
Yep.
Traveling and starting a business.
Okay.
The 10 things that people say they would splurge on.
Yes.
Dream home.
Oh, yeah.
Traveling.
Yep.
It's on both lists.
Yep.
A vacation home.
Sure.
Luxury vacations. The latest technology, a sports car, new clothes, a private island, diamond jewelry, and fancy restaurants. So hold on a second. New clothes and a private island, right there together.
That's splurging.
I would say you should be able to get yourself new clothes and dine at a fancy restaurant. That seems attainable.
Yes.
A private island, that's...
a little steep.
Yeah.
Yes. Much that could clean you right out. Clean you out.
Have you seen what they're building? It's right between here and the Bahamas. There's this island that they had been using where all they did was just suck the sand out of it and ship it out.
Yeah.
So it was all industrial.
Yeah.
Cruise Line bought the island, and they are totally redoing it. It was just a flat island, yeah. Nothing but sand.
Yeah.
And they're building a resort there. Mm-hmm. They're putting palm trees all over the island. They're making it into this paradise.
Most of your cruise lines, there's a lot of them out there. When you're down and going into the Caribbean, or you're going down to the Bahamas, or they have what they're doing here. They have their own islands so that their ship exclusively goes to this island so that you can sunbathe and go to their tiki bar and all hang out. And you have this exclusive beach, but it's owned by that cruise line.
But this is being exclusive. Created out of nothing.
Yep.
And if I read it correctly, it's closer to us than Bimini. It's only like 60 miles from Lauderdale.
Well, they're not finished with it yet, though. They got to put a few more trees in there and some plumbing and electric.
And they say, obviously, this is a for-profit venture. But in building this, they built up the foundation of the shore, put a bunch of rocks in there. Yeah. It's bringing the reefs back. They got lobster all over the place.
Yeah,
good for them.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know there are a lot of people out there dealing with it when your parents were irresponsible hippies and they burden you with a ridiculous name. Does that have to hold you back in life? Like if your name is Love Flower or something like that?
It can, but it shouldn't.
Well, there's a 46-year-old woman from Illinois who would like you to know any name can be overcome.
Yep.
The woman we're talking about here has just earned her PhD in higher education leadership from Cardinal Stritch University in Wisconsin. And she has kept the name that her parents gave her. Evidently, they learned a lesson after she was born. Her sisters?
Yeah.
Their names are Kimberly and Robin.
Oh, those are nice names. What's her name?
Her name now, after earning that PhD?
Yeah.
Dr. Marijuana Van Dyke.
It's true. It's true. There she is. Lovely girl.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, June 20th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest. Whatever.
Where are you, Howard? Where are you, Howard? 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 Howard?
And I'm sorry, by the way. I may have done it to Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
I don't know if his kids know that he's married yet.
Oh, shh. Jason from the Diamond District.
There he is. Yeah. Little Muggy Haney telling it.
There was some article that if Biden got
there
it.
There he is.
What?
Okay. Little Muggy Haney telling it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Somebody call the friggin' Ghostbusters and put that thing down.
Biden's going to make an executive order if he gets in first day in office. Take care of his son. Don't worry. No trouble there. That was, I heard somebody from the campaign, looks like secretary somebody.
He'll said, make an executive order that no one can prosecute Hunter Biden?
Yep. We'll be back.
Whatever you do, Stan, don't press the red button. Damn it. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney, Rob Show, coming up next. We're running late. Let's get a look at traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just one thing on the board right now. It's a crash in Fort Myers. 11,000 block of Palm Beach Boulevard, right by the 7-Eleven. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
Now, some of you may be having difficulty with my accent. Of course, technically, I don't have an accent. I'm English. This is just how things sound when they're pronounced properly. My girlfriend said she wanted me to tease her. I said, all right, fatty. She sat me down recently for one of those serious relationship conversations where she talked at me for about 6 hours. I hadn't realised until then that when a man says he is spoken for, that is quite literally what he means. She said to me, she said, Jimmy, we're at a crossroads in our relationship. Down one road is hard work and commitment, but ultimately, happiness. And down the other road, well, the other road is a dead end. And I said, that's not a crossroads, that's a T-junction. Well, I'm glad you laughed. She went mental.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. We have known people that are not the brightest bulbs. They may have a heart of gold. So when I pose to you this question of the week, realize it's not necessarily a bad person. You know, they may have a good heart. They may be a genuinely nice people. Maybe a little naive. Our question of the week. Who is the single dumbest person you have ever met in your entire life? I mean, you cannot get past it. Who is the single dumbest person you have ever met in your life? Where you see them do some bonehead things and you're going, are you kidding me?
Well, there are so many to choose from, Stan. And I have to say the vast majority come from K-Rock.
Yeah. A lot of them have come from K-Rock.
When it comes to dumb, there's a trifecta. Coming in third would be Dumb Ken.
Yeah, he was dumb.
Beaten by a nose by a gentleman called Crash.
Yeah, he was our van driver and would set up the remotes. Dumb.
But by a mile, I mean, we're talking Secretariat at Belmont. Ronnie.
Oh, you're talking about our old promotion guy, Ronnie?
Yep.
Not bright. And he was actually in the Air Force for a lot of years, worked around planes.
And a nice guy.
Yeah, but not bright.
But astounding levels of stupidity.
Yep.
Just astounding.
Yep. He was the kind of guy, and we've done
it. And I don't. It's like you were saying during the intro. I don't want you to take it the wrong way. I like him.
Yeah.
But he's not smart.
No. He would be the kind of guy, you had a basketball, you threw it at him, he'd flinch and try to swat it away.
We actually did that.
Yeah, I know. 277. 277. Yeah, yeah, that proved it. He also used to mock us.
We have him on tape flinching from a basketball.
He also used to mock us that, oh, anybody could do this show.
Yep.
And he used to say it day in, day out.
Oh, he believed it.
And he truly believed it. And Haney and I called him into the studio one time and said, the next half hour is going to be hosted by Ronnie.
Oh, that's easy. That's no problem.
We left the room.
He was terrified.
He was terrified, and it was almost like you saw him sink under the waterline. And after about 6-7 minutes, not even 20 minutes, which we would normally break, we had to come in and save him. And he never said it again. this?
Yo, hey, this is Jay in Naples. How's it going? Ahoy,
Jay. You've met a lot of people in your life, and, you know, people have crossed your paths. Who is the single dumbest person you've ever met in your life?
By far and away, George Barton. And I got to tell you about George. George, he came across some money, and he was lucky. You know, one of those guys that kind of just stepped in it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And two quick stories that he did. One, we went down to the Keys, and he had bought a boat, a Viking, like a 70, or not maybe not that big, 50-foot Viking, you know, with a tuna tower, yeah. Beautiful boat, the salon and everything. We pull up to the dock to fuel up the boat. He didn't have too much experience. We had some guys on board that were going to help captain the boat. When nobody's looking, George is half drunk. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. He walks over, grabs the fuel line, walks over to fill up the boat, and he puts the nozzle, right? Now, this is $5 a gasoline, you know, $5 a gallon gas in the Keys. He puts the nozzle in the freshwater intake storage. He fills up the freshwater, to the point that all of a sudden we're, you know, hanging around and everybody smells gasoline because it has an overflow, and the gasoline is overflowing. He put like 400 gallons, 400 gallons of gasoline at $5 a gallon. Then another time he's got this beautiful truck that he buys, right? Like off-road trucks, yeah, with this and stuff. We're out. We got a camp down in the Fakahatchee Strand down there off of James Senior Drive. We go out there, and he breaks down. He gets stuck. We're trying to figure out how to get this thing done. The truck started. The battery runs dead. He finds this old cabin, and he tears down this. The guy had, like, a CB radio out there. He tears down the antenna for the CB radio, and he splices two jumper cables, one to each end, and he's trying to run. If you can imagine, the jumper cables weren't long enough to reach where the vehicle was stuck. He tried to use the CB antenna to conduct electricity.
Are you kidding me?
He had it spliced between the two cables, man, between the two
insane
sets of jumper cables. And the third dumbest thing that he did, that I ever saw he did, he married my ex-wife.
Oh, Jesus.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.